Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is IBM Business Process Manager version 7.5.1 installation and configuration. Today's presenter is Sergio Arispe. Sergio joined Application and Integration Middleware Technical Support in March 2004. In this capacity, he is responsible for supporting BPM tools, including WebSphere Business Modeler, Monitor, Publishing Server, Compass, and Business Space. At this point in time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Sergio.
Thank you, Joseph. This is Sergio Arispe. You know, I'm also now supporting BPM, so in case you guys were wondering, yes, you know, I'm now in that transition phase. Actually, I've been in this space for about 6 months, and I've been really focusing on installation and configuration for this product set. So let's just go ahead and jump right to it, Joseph, and get into the agenda, I think, on slide number two. Okay, so this is the basic agenda we're going to go through. We're going to go through some of the typical installation and Express, Standard, and Advanced, and we're going to talk a little bit about the difference between Express, Standard, and Advanced as is focused in installation specifically, not necessarily, you know, functionality. I'll mention some of the things, but I'm not going into any major detail. We'll do some talks on custom installation, like what is a custom installation. We'll talk about the DB design generator tool that goes along with a lot of custom installations. We'll talk about the Process Center Advanced Profile Response File. And after that, we'll go into how to configure, you know, one of these remote messaging support and web topologies. First, we'll talk about what exactly that topology is. We'll talk about a command that can easily create this topology for you, and that command is the configure node command. We'll go into details on that, and we'll talk about the response files that are needed for that command, and we'll do an overview on that, and then finally we'll do a question and answer session. So if you'd like, Joseph, please go to slide number three. Okay. So this is a typical installation. I'm going to talk about Express, Standard, and Advanced. So basically, for all of these three installations, the same thing happens. First, it lays down the installation binaries for DB2 Express and WAS 7. Whatever version we're installing. It creates a default DB admin user and password, and it creates the DB after that. Right? It creates a standalone profile for whatever you're choosing here, the process center or the process server, right? And you know, basically it's the same for Express, Standard, and Advanced. There is a slight difference between process center and process server in the screens you see. So for instance, in process server, you'll get a dialog asking, you know, if you have a process center, and it'll ask you for the URL for that process center and try to configure that for you, you know, automatically. So for the typical installations, the bit architecture of the product should match the bit architecture of the system. So if you're on a 32-bit system, a 32-version of the product is installed. If you're on a 64-bit system, the 64-bit version of the product is installed. You can install a 32-bit product on a 64-bit system, but you must use the custom installation option to do that. Other things on the 32-bit really should only be used for simple proof of concepts, and it's really no good for more than, like, let's say 3 or 4 users. So you really should consider, you know, using 64-bit in all production environments. UAT, SAT, or anything more than really, you know, 3 or 4 users should be in a 64-bit environment. In the case you did not know, if you do not do a typical installation in a 64-bit environment, you will not have access to the profile management tool. So you'll have to run the profile, you know, or create that profile manually. We'll go into an example of that later, but I just wanted to mention that here. We'll go ahead and move it to slide number 4 now. Okay, so I wanted to talk a little bit about the difference between Express, Standard, and Advanced. And I kind of got all this information from the Info Center directly. As you can see, you know, all three had the same exact information for the typical installation. Remember, this is a typical installation, so it's a standalone profile. So in a standalone profile, basically these environments, standalone profiles, are for development, quality assurance, and non-clustered staging, you know, and production environments for typical. I would not do that production for Express. I probably would not do that production for Standard, even though it says you can in the Info Center. But definitely in Advanced, you can do that. So a little bit of the, I guess, functionality differences in Express, the functionality differences, this one actually has some database restrictions. So it'll be hard to migrate, let's say, you know, from your DB2 Express or whatever you have that's installed to, let's say, a cluster DB or something more attuned to a UAT SAT production environment. So in Standard, they actually removed a lot of the DB restrictions, but they do have license restrictions, you know, the WebSphere application server. And Advanced, you know, they basically removed all of the database restrictions, removed the license restrictions, you know, but you can't, again, use the profile in a cluster if you selected a typical installation. You would have to do a custom installation. And we'll go into that a little bit deeper in the future. But, you know, basically all these for typical installation are going to be the same. And what you see during the installation process and kind of what you see in the output where everything gets laid down and the profile is created for you as a standalone profile, you get these users created for you, like for your DB2 user, for your WASP user, and the passwords as well get automatically created for you. So let's move to slide number 5 now, and we'll get a little bit deeper. Okay, so we'll go into the custom installation, and slide number 6, Joseph. So basically, a custom installation simply lays down the installation binaries for WebSphere application server, and if desired in this case, installs DB2 Express, as well as creating a DB2 user-defined admin and password. You can define, in this case, in the custom installation, the DB2 user ID and password for that DB2 installation. You cannot do that in typical, as I mentioned before. Okay, so this is the same for Express, Standard, and Advanced, right? When you do the custom installation, it's going to give you the same options for that. The difference, again, being in this case, DB2 is optional. You don't have to install DB2 doing an Express installation. And, of course, the WASP licensing is going to be different for the Express, Standard, and Advanced, right? So for all versions in this case, you still need to configure the software. Configuration tasks are, you know, setting up the product profiles and configuring the databases. Environment configuration tasks are for setting and generating the deployment environment. That's, let's say, for clustering and things like that. And we'll get into a little bit more detail, you know, in following on. Let's go ahead and go into slide number 7. Okay, so I wanted to talk a little bit about the DB Design Generator tool. It's part of the base BPM product. And basically, you can use the database design tool to generate a design file for the databases required by specific components, or you can create them for all at the same time. So it generates the design file from, you know, this command line user interactive input or from an existing design file that you may have available from, maybe, let's say, another system. It's only available from the installation binary files, so you basically, you know, you run the custom install, and then In there, you'll see, you know, a path called dbutils. You go in there and run this DB design generator tool. It's also good for cluster installs and remote database installs. It can be help in any kind of non-typical installation. And here I show a few screenshots of, you know, kind of the first screen is, you know, please pick one of the following database patterns. You can, you know, if you do an ND pattern, standalone pattern, standard ND pattern, all these different options are available for you depending on what you, you know, install as a custom. meaning did you do a TIP or Express, Standard, or Advanced? These options will change depending on, you know, what you did on that first step. So the second screenshot shows the specific components that can be customized using the database design tool. You typically, I like to go into number one, which is, you know, the master or the common database, and this will help me create almost everything. At the end of, you know, creating that, it will prompt me back to the screen. It will tell me everything which has been completed, and if it has not been completed and I need that specific component, I can simply, you know, type in that specific number, go into that component, and define those things specifically. So let's move to slide number 8, and we'll continue with this DB Design Generator tool. So as you can see, it's good for DB2, Oracle, or SQL Server. I show some of the defaults for DB2 in the second screenshot on the bottom left. All those values can be customized, but, you know, I did use the default values here. So I see the database name is the default CMNDB. You know, default username is BPM admin. Schema names for this DB2. Right, all of this is default. I'm just clicking enter, and letting the design generator do everything for me. So on the top right, when you're going through this, I guess these screens, you know, you run into something that says, right, the user ID for administrator security. And I was even wondering what this is. This really is for WebSphere application server. And you're really only going to need to use this if you're creating a deployment environment based on a pattern, and that can be done in the WebSphere application server console. Unfortunately, I'm not going to talk about that in detail, but, you know, that would be in the case of you want to really customize the node names and the deployment manager names and a lot of the settings and for your cluster names, for, you know, the number of clusters you're going to have, and let's say the app server target or what have you. So at the end of running everything and seeing that everything has been completed to your liking, it will automatically generate and save the scripts to a default location if you just press enter. I just showed some of that kind of dirty there, but you can, you know, specify a directory if you really like, but I like to, I guess, just keep it there just for reference. And, you know, I'm already there anyway. So let's go to slide number 9, Joseph. And this is actually some of the Process Center Advanced Profile Response file that I used to create my profile in a 64-bit environment using the command line, because, of course, you know, I did a custom installation. I don't have the profile management tool, so I have to run the manage profiles command to do this. I'm not going to talk about each and every single parameter here, because some of them are very obvious, but I did want to talk about the ones identified here. You know, the template path is basically where you lay down the installation binaries after running the custom installation. So it's going to prompt me, okay, where do I want to run the installation binaries, or where do I want to install those? In WAS, BPM is my WAS root, and then I'm going to look for my profile template, BPM, and in that folder, I will see a bunch of different templates for, let's say, Process Server, Process Center, Advanced, Standard, Express, what have you, depending on, you know, again, what you installed during the custom installation. Win service check is basically just for Windows, and basically the best practice for this is making that false, and that just makes the application server profile a Windows service. No one really likes to do that in production, especially. Enable admin security, that's WebSphere application security. The default for that is true, and we like to have that set up as true. It's the best practice. Okay, so apply perf tuning settings. There's three different tuning settings you can apply for your environment: development, standard, and production. And this is just, you know, for performance tuning. So if you don't really need a whole lot of performance, maybe you want to do development Or if you have a high, you know, capacity machine and you want to do production, you should set that up for a production setting. Okay, some of the more detailed properties here is DB Create New property. This actually creates a database or the databases, right? BPM DB, PDW DB, and your common database for a local DB2 only. So you already have to have the DB2 installed, and it has to be local to this machine for that to create these databases, right? Okay, so DB Delay Config creates the tables in the databases. So it goes and looks in BPM DB and creates the tables in that database, and then loads that database with system information. It goes into PDWDB, creates a table in that database, loads that database with system information, and also in the comma database. Basically, this is kind of like the bootstrap command that we use sometimes when we have this set to false. So you typically would have to say, you know, bootstrap and load these databases manually. This does it all for you, and again, the DB2 has to be installed, and it has to be local for this to work, you know, as you see it here. Otherwise, you have to run things pretty much manually and then run the bootstrap command to load the tables with system information. So to run the command, you would go into your wash root bin directory, run manageprofiles.bat or, you know, sh, depending if it's Linux or Windows, say minus response and give your full path to the response file, and, you know, it's dot response at the end, and that should run it for you. If your database is not local, please, you know, don't have these things set or DB create to true. You should have that DB create new to false and DB delay config to true. Your profile will never fail on DB2 generation in that case, and you'll have to go in and, you know, manually create and load the databases and so forth and so on. Let's go on and move to slide number 10, Joseph. Okay, so we're going to talk about the configure remote messaging support and web topology. Move to slide number 11. Here's my remote web messaging support and web pattern. It's basically the recommended starting topology for BPM Advanced. It has a environment that's divided among four separate clusters. The one cluster is used for messaging. One is for support. One is for applications, and one is for web-based function. So from a scalability standpoint, this provides a great deal of flexibility. Basically, it helps, you know, people with performance backgrounds or knowledge, you know, perform or pinpoint bottlenecks. And, you know, it's actually easier to adjust the cluster size fairly easily when you have this type of pattern involved. You can easily go in and create a new node, you know, on a certain cluster, create, you know, multiple nodes for, let's say, application deployment target, if that's a bottleneck or if that's a problem for you. Let's go ahead and move to slide number 12, Joseph. So an easy way to create this type of pattern is use the config node command. And it's going to create a typical network deployment environment, and then it's going to create the remote messaging, remote support, and a web topology pattern basically for you. Okay, so in this case, you must have already installed some DB2 software and created the databases, meaning the BPMDB, PWDDB, the common database, and any other component like, you know, business space, BPC, that you wanted to use prior to running the command. That's just creating the databases, not, you know, actually loading them or creating the tables or doing anything like that. Just simply creating the databases. Okay? So, you know, it creates the deployment manager node based on values, and in the deployment manager properties file, I'll show you guys that properties file in a second, and then starts with the deployment manager. It creates a deployment environment definition for you. It creates a custom node based on the values in the property in the custom node properties file. I'll show that guys to you in further slides. Federates that node and adds the node to the deployment environment. It generates the deployment environment for you. It creates the database tables for you, right? It runs a bootstrap utility to load the process server or process center database with system information for you. So these are, you know, typical tasks that you would have to do manually if you're not running this command. So that's why I'm kind of pointing out this command. It's pretty good to do if you want to set up a quick environment for yourself without having to do everything manually. This command is located in the install root util and the utils, and then you would run the command, you know, config node.batter.sh depending on your environment. And then you say minus dmgr underscore response file. You point to that dmanager response file dot properties, and then you add another response file, which is the node response file. So you have two response files, one specifically for your deployment manager and one specifically for your nodes. And we'll go into more details in a moment here, I think, in slide number 13, if you don't mind, Joseph. I'm not sure if it's here exactly, but yes, it is. Okay, so this is, looks like the ND response file. So it there's a bunch of sample dot properties files in the WAS root util and the utils samples. Let's say there's advanced or standard, but I went into advanced obviously here. And I'm looking at a sample advanced process center dmanager.properties file. And I know it's not, the screenshot doesn't look very good, but I mean, you can see pretty much, okay, so it has, you know, dmanager settings and it has a lot of places where, you know, there's required information. It'll ask for, you know, your database for the process server. You can name it here. Basically, this has to be the same name as you've created previously. So, you know, let's say I ran my DB Designer tool and I use all the defaults, so it's going to be BPM DB for my process server. Okay, so that's fine. It's going to be CMDB for my common database. That's fine. It's going to be PDWDB for my performance warehouse database. Okay, that's fine. And I have to make sure that my user IDs and passwords are correct for each and every database, right? Even though it says you can use Oracle for this, I've noticed that there's only one DB server name and one port. So I'm not an Oracle expert, but I know that, you know, typically Oracle has different database names and the database names are typically associated to different ports. So I haven't actually tried this in Oracle, but I think there might be a problem that there unless we can, multiply define these databases for, you know, different ports. Maybe I can, you know, copy and paste it before, you know, let's say one time for a process server and then run it or copy and paste it again with a different DB2 username and port for the performance data warehouse. I haven't tried that, but I think there might be a problem with that, so you might want to watch out for that. May want to do that in like UAT before trying that in production. Okay? Also wanted you to notice that you had an additional BPE DB in this case because this is an advanced process center. Okay? Well, this would be actually, BPE DB is usually for a process server environment. So I'll mention more about the BPE DB and why you should notice that it's here in a few following slides. Go ahead and move on to the slide 14, Joseph. Okay. So this is the response file associated to the node for this run. In this example, we install all of the clusters on one node, so we're not using multiple nodes here. You can do multiple nodes by running the config nodes command on each machine individually, right? So you would have to, you know, go into each machine individually, have it all laid down, and there's examples of this, of course, in the Info Center that I reference later, but, you know, you have to run it multiple times with multiple dot properties files. So each time you run the command, you must point back to that dmanager that you created previously, the first time you ran it, and that will add the node for you, right? So here I guess the last mention is examine the database SQL before actually creating the databases so to make sure that you're creating what you expect. For in this case, you know, like the BPE DB, what I noticed was when I was running it, it was like it was actually using a different database name, like CMNDB, and that's a common database. So I didn't really want it to overwrite what was in the common database. So I had to go back in there and make some edits and make sure that, you know, the correct database was being referenced before running this command. And I guess that's just, you know, one of those things that we have to do as engineers is validate the scripts are going to be correct before we run them. Always a good thing to do. Let's look at the properties file. I don't think I edited this one too much. It has default node names like node 01. It has in default, since this was a sample file, has default, you know, as an advanced process center. You know, you do have to put in number of node from 0 to 10. I just put in 1 for all of these as this was a default for me. Didn't want to get too wild on this try, but the DB2 for me was a DB2. Of course, I should have, specified my host name. I think this was just a sample that I took a screenshot of, but in my test, I did, specify that exactly as the full URL, and the admin user is for the Webster application server. Let's move on to slide number 15, if you don't mind. Okay, so I guess we went into some additional references for BPM installation. The Database Designer tool can be referenced at this URL. It gives you some decent examples, but it doesn't give you all of the information like, the screen that I showed specifically where it asks for the administrator, and that's like the Webster application server administrator. The Manage Profiles parameter is actually a really good reference, and it gives you every parameter that's available in BPM for the Manage Profiles command. I use this link a whole lot to understand what each parameter means and give me a good understanding before I run that, you know, any command to create my profile. So the configure node command, this link gives you specifically for, I think it was Process Center Advanced. There's actually multiple configure node commands referenced in our information center. So depending on what you're installing, let's say, you know, Process Center, Process Server Advanced, Process Center Advanced, Process Center Standard, or Process Server Standard, et cetera, they'll actually have different links to the configure node command or what seem to be different links. The information in those links are slightly different. You know, it's pretty much the same, and if you look at the samples and maybe try it in a UAT before, you know, say production or something like that, you should understand, you know, the configure node command a little bit better. You know, I would obviously go to whatever you're trying to install, let's say Process Server Advanced, expand all of that, and find the configure node command. I think it's in the configuration section of that information center for that specific, you know, installation type. So the last link I'm providing here is a installation or configuration knowledge collection provided by our knowledge engineers, and it gives a lot of specific troubleshooting problems that we've run into previously and solutions to those specific issues. I saw there was about, you know, a good 30 or 35, something like this, documents. And, I've actually used this or some of the tech notes in there to solve some of the problems that I've run into or some of the problems other customers have run into as well. Let's see, anything else I wanted to mention before wrapping it up here? Let's go ahead and go to the last slide 16 for me. I think this is okay. So this is just a summary, and the typical installation of Express, Standard, and Advanced again is basically the same for installation. Right? We're not talking about anything else other than the installation. We're laying down the binaries. We're installing DB2 Express, and we're creating a standalone profile using the default usernames and passwords for your database and for your Webster application server. Okay. Custom installation only lays down the installation binaries for WebSphere application server. If you wish, it also installs DB2 for you. You can specify the DB2 user, admin, and password during this time of installation, but you still need to configure the database and create the profile. Profile creation is where you specify the WebSphere application server username and password. So the only password you're allowed to create at this stage for custom installation is the DB2 username and password. Okay? I would use the database design tool to generate a design file for almost any custom installation, and you can create it for specific components. You definitely should do this for any remote database installation, any custom installation, to help you, you know, just get a grasp at least of what is actually needed for your environment. It lays it all down for you. You can go back in and, you know, even customize that if you wish. You would like to use a configure node command to easily create, you know, a network deployment environment for remote messaging, remote support, and web topology pattern. Otherwise, you're going to have to take all of the steps that we kind of reviewed, and you have to do all of that manually, which, you know, provides a lot of opportunity for accidents or mistakes. I think that's it for me, Joseph. I'm going to go ahead and pass it back to you in slide number 17, I believe.
Thank you, Sergio, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Jackie, we would like to open the lines for questions.
We have no questions on the phone.
Okay, so we have a question here. The question is, how can I create the CMN DDB?
Okay, there's a few ways to create that. Okay, you can create it using the Database Designer tool. When you run the Database Designer tool, it will actually create scripts for that database. Okay, so once that script is generated, let's just say for DB2, for example, you can go in and, you know, open up a DB2 command line processor, let's say, and say DB2 space minus TF, and then space minus create that database. Of course, if you're in that specific URL where that database script was created, that's one way. The other way to create it is after, let's say, a custom installation, there are basic scripts that are generated under, let's say, your WASH root BPM directory. I think it's BPM, like samples or DB utils. There's some basic, very basic scripts in there for your BPM DB, PWD DB, and your common database. Again, you can, you know, use an appropriate tool to create those databases using the scripts provided, or, you know, if you really know what you're doing, you can go in and create those databases manually, let's say, with the DB2 control center or something like this, let's say MS, what is that, the tool, Express, I forget what it's called, but there's like another tool in Microsoft Server that you can use to, you know, easily create these databases. You can look at the script just to see, you know, I guess, you know, what kind of databases they like to use by default, like what memory capabilities and so forth and so on they use, and create that on your own.
Okay, the next question is, for creating the profile using manage profile command with dash db create new true and dash db delay config false, will it create all the tables and load the bootstrap data?
Let's see. DB create true and DB config false. Okay, so basically, if you have your database already installed, it's a DB, you have to have a DB2 database. The DB2 database has to be local, and you have to have already created, like, the base databases, meaning created the BPM DB, the PDW DB, and the common database. If these, you know, first prerequisites, and that's all, you know, defined in the link I provided, then it will create all the tables for you. Well, actually, the DB DB Create New creates the databases for you. So I'm sorry. It creates the BPM DB. It creates the PDW DB. It creates the common database. That's the DB Create New. And then the DB Delay Config false creates the tables for you. It loads the system with the bootstrap data. So, yes, is to answer your question more clearly. The answer is yes.
Thank you, Sergio. The next question we have here is, what are the steps to create new data source in WAS admin having multiple nodes and cluster environment?
Okay, that's specific to WebShare application server. Okay, I would have to have a WebShare application server open right now. That's not really specific to installation, even though it's a little bit more of an advanced configuration topic that I didn't really cover in this presentation. If you don't mind, Sumand, I'd like to take this specific question offline and answer this for you later, as I didn't have anything prepared specifically to answer this. These types of, you know, post-install, you know, advanced configuration types of questions.
Thank you, Sergio.
We do have a question over the phone from Bill Seagren. Your line is open.
Sergio, I guess this is another advanced question, but I'm wondering if a BPM deployment environment and a WESB deployment environment can belong to the same D manager.
I would have to validate, but I don't see why not. I mean, if the D manager fits the prerequisites for each type of profile, then, you know, and it has a sufficient capabilities to actually handle both deployment environments, because I'm guessing they're both, you know, kind of clusters, and the clusters may be separate or may actually be connected. I would assume the answer is yes, but I would have to validate that for you, or, you know, come back with a more concrete answer. But, you know, right for now, I'm going to assume that answer is yes.
Okay, thank you.
We have no other questions over the phone.
And I do have an additional question here over the group chat. The question is, where can I find a technical guide for the installation of IBM BPM on AIX?
Okay, so it's the same link that we're providing in kind of in this presentation. I don't think it's – well, there might be some things specific to AIX. So if you go in and say, okay, I want to install a process server advanced, you're going to go to the same information center. You're going to go to the same, you know, section of the information center for the process server advanced, and if there's any specifics on, let's say, AIX U limits or AIX specific commands, it should be included in that, you know, in that section of the information center. So it's not like separated out specifically for AIX. Everything's included in the same kind of links for the information center. But if it's specific to AIX, then there is kind of a little note in the text that says, okay, specific to AIX, specific to Linux, let's say specific to Sun Solaris, and it does, you know, detail those specific steps depending on that operating system for you. And again, those links are part of, I think, the reference guides. Or if you click on one of the links to the reference guides, it takes you to the information center. And from the information center, you kind of can kind of navigate your way around to see, you know, the specific sections of whatever you want to install, and you just go from there.
Thank you, Sergio. The next question is, do I need to create separate databases like CMNDB for both process center and process server, or can I use one for both?
Okay, so that depends if the databases are on the same or the process center and the process server are on the same system, or if they're not. If the process center and the process server are on the same system, then you have to create separate DBs for both, you know, these process center and process server. For instance, for process center, I might want to leave the common database CMNDB. And for process server, I would want to maybe append that with PS and then say CMNDB. But, yeah, you know, basically you can't use one database for both is the answer to that question.
Okay. The next question is version 7.5.1 supported for Windows 7?
7.5.1 is supported for Windows 7. I typically like to run that in a 64-bit environment. You know, you have to right-click, say run as administrator to get that to run at, you know, correctly on a Windows 7 environment. But, yeah, that is supported.
Thank you, Sergio. Next question. Does BPM version 7.5.1 support installation in Ubuntu?
Okay, that's the Linux version. Off the top of my head, I know it does Red Hat Linux. I know it does a few other Linux. I'm not 100% sure on Ubuntu, so I would have to validate that for you, Venkata. I'm not exactly sure. I mean, it should be in the system requirements. If you click on one of the links I provided, it'll send you to the Information Center for 7.5.1, I believe. In that 7.5.1, you can kind of click on one of those things to say specify for BPM product only. In there, I would just type in simply, you know, system requirements and look for the link that specifies system requirements for BPM 7.5. In there, you'll see, you know, the sections for the advanced, the standard, the express. Select the one that you're specifically interested in. It'll give you, you know, everything that's available for whatever operating system. If you don't see your operating system in that system requirements, then it is not supported.
Thank you, Sergio.
We have a question over the phone from Suman Cowell. Your line is open.
Yes.
Your line is open.
Is there any specific requirement to have a username in Windows environment with a significant number of length, like 8 digits or something like that, or otherwise the installation will fail? Is there any kind of requirement from Lombardi side?
Requirement to have what exactly?
The length of the username length in the window.
Okay. The username window for the database or for Webster application server?
The problem is that I have a username having five digits length or long. And tried to install BPM 7.5.1, but it gave me an error. And specifically for the database creation error. So I think it's specific for the 8 length minimum requirement to install DB2 or something like that.
Okay, what it sounds like is there's a requirement on your operating system. Let's say you weren't running Windows, and you have a minimum length of password for your Windows environment, because when you create, let's say, a typical installation, it creates a database group. It creates a database user, right, which has basically administrator user rights on your system. So if you already have, let's say, a pre-configured requirement on your system for a minimum length, then you're going to get that error. BPM specifically doesn't have, you know, a limit on that length, or you should be able to use, you know, 5 characters for sure, right? There might be a limit of, like, let's say 256 characters, but no one would want to use a username that big, right? So I would look into your specific, you know, operating system, like, let's say, in system management, and look at your user's password policy to see if you can, you know, either change that password policy. And if you can't change that password policy, then unfortunately you would probably have to run a custom installation and, you know, use a user ID and password that conforms to whatever password policy you have set up on your system.
We have another question from Bill Segrin. Your line is open. We have no further questions over the phone.
Okay, and it looks like we don't have anything else in the web conference. And so at this point in time, we will conclude the presentation.